This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 15. Rags or riches? Our reading comes from Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a begrudging host. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of person who's always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten, and will have wasted your compliments. Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For an adulterous woman is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit she lies in wait, and multiplies the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind will imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me up, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? Proverbs 23 offers wise advice. Be careful of chasing after riches, for they are soon gone. Be wary of eating too many delicacies and drinking too much wine. Not only will they make you sick, they'll also trap you and drag you into folly. Beware of joining in with revelers and adulterers. The pleasures of sex and partying will only deceive you and ruin you in the end. Today, thousands of years later, the temptations of easy money, strong drink, sex, and gluttony remain powerful. And the results are the same as ever. Ruined relationships, a life in shambles, addiction, and poverty. Proverbs urges young people to listen to the warnings of their parents, to get wisdom and discipline, or they may end up stumbling through the streets, begging for a handout among cars stopped at a traffic light. If for some reason you've fallen into trouble in life, it's not too late to turn around. God loves you, and His forgiveness is available for the asking. Be zealous for the fear of the Lord, and there will be a future hope for you. If your heart is anchored in God's love, your hope will not be cut off. You may not end up rich here on earth, but you won't be reduced to rags. The riches of the good news of God's salvation last forever. Pray with me. Without you, Lord, we're like a sinking ship, flashing out an SOS signal. Save our souls. Through Christ, we ask you to save and renew us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.